Murjovsky, Sam Nation, Talk Radio 790 KABC. Good evening, Los Angeles and Orange County and everywhere else that can hear my voice. It's good to be here, coming to you live from an undisclosed location deep behind the Orange Curtain. Today has been quite the day, has it not? If you're just coming up for air, tuning in, if you just landed in your plane that had no Wi-Fi, I'll tell you what's been going on. That's right. Sometime this morning, Comey, the director of the FBI, delivers a letter to the congressional committee that was investigating the email scandal. And he says, basically, in effect, that there have been new emails that have come to light and that the investigation into Hillary Clinton has to be reopened. Now, he has to do this. I got to explain to you why he's doing it. Because he when he testifies under oath in Congress, he's duty-bound to correct, amend his testimony if some material change occurs down the road. So anytime you testify, I've seen it written that it's the Justice Department rules, but it's really when you testify to Congress, you give your sworn testimony, you have to go back and correct it if something comes up. So it's not one and done and walk away from it. You have to go back and correct the record, and he did that. Now, the change in circumstances has to be significant and has to be material. And even some of the most stalwart Clinton supporters have acknowledged this. It's huge. It's got to be something huge. And as the story developed, timeline, by the way, it was about 10:30. I got the first alert that this news had dropped. Now, Hillary Clinton was up in the air at the time, literally. She's flying in her campaign plane. And very quickly, we heard from the campaign that we can't reach her because the Wi-Fi is out. No Wi-Fi on the Clinton plane. See, that's the first thing that I thought smelled funny. Well, it did because they do have Wi-Fi. The plane does. I mean, a lot of reporters have come back and said, yeah, I've been on the plane. So let me ask you something. If you know this is coming, if you know it's coming, you know you and you need to formulate a response because you got to be very careful in how you respond to this. What is the last thing you want if you're on an airplane, 40,000 feet up in the sky with about, I don't know, 20 reporters? How many reporters travel in the pool? A lot. I mean, I think the last thing I'd want to be is stuck locked up in an isolated aluminum tube with a bunch of reporters when that news story breaks. I'd pull the plug on that Wi-Fi too. And the other thing, you know, I'm an aviation enthusiast, so I can give you a little perspective on the whole how it works in an airplane. No, you're not. That's exactly right. You're not incommunicado when you're up in the air, even if your Wi-Fi goes down. When my Wi-Fi goes down, it happens, okay? Wi-Fi goes down, you still have communications with the ground, and it's not just with air traffic control. But here's what happens. When an airplane, anytime an airplane is traveling in the sky, there's two types of communication that's going on. One, it's with the tower. You know, and figuring out where you are and making sure you're away from other airplanes. But then you're also calling ahead to the ground operation, to the people that are going to receive the airplane on the ground. Trust me, the campaign, even if the Wi-Fi was out, the campaign would immediately go to the ground fixed-based operator, the FBO, and say, hey, get this message up. I know they're going to call you. They're going to call you. Let them know. Problem. So guarantee it, Hillary had advance notice. One way or the other, she knew what was going on, which is why when the plane landed, what was it, about 11 o'clock, she then stayed on board the plane for 30 minutes, which I don't blame her, but then took quite a bit of time, I think up to 5 hours before she gave a statement. She attended a rally, said nothing at the rally. And then when she finally gave a statement, here is what she said. Let's play the clip.
The director himself has said he doesn't know whether the emails referenced in his letter are significant or not. I'm confident, whatever they are, will not change the conclusion reached in July. Therefore, it's imperative that the Bureau explain this issue in question, whatever it is, without any delay.
Yeah, this was described, by the way, as this very even-handed, you know, but level-headed, you know, statement that she gave. It was very short. We're playing just a clip there, but it was a relatively short statement. And I saw it live when it was given. And what struck me, I mean, it was she just looked so pained. If you could see her delivering the statement, she was pained, which I obviously understand. Now, then something unthinkable happened. I mean, if you're a Hillary watcher, this is just epic because she took questions. And one of the questions from a reporter, and this just sounds so planted too, but with the answer, I got to tell you, pay careful attention to this answer. It's so telling. Because the reporter asks, you have 11 days to go, meaning 11 days to the election. What would you say to a voter who right now will be seeing you and hearing you and what you're saying, saying, I didn't trust her before. I don't trust her anymore now. And they're heading to the ballot box tomorrow. What would you say to them? And here's what Hillary Clinton answers.
You know, I think people a long time ago made up their minds about the emails. I think that's factored in to what people think. And now they're choosing a president. So I would urge everybody to get out and vote early in all the states that have early voting.
Yeah, because I think stop Americans the tape. Stop the tape. Yeah, okay. That's interesting. Yeah, damn right Hillary wants you to go and vote early because I'll tell you, in the next 11 days, things are going to go from bad to worse for her. This all falls into a pattern of general. There's been a certain buildup to get to this point. And it's even getting acknowledged in the mainstream media. I'll give you an example of it in a minute. But I'm telling you, so you know when there's buzz, when people are talking about things? There's a story that pretty much everyone missed a little while ago, which is, it's about the emails. It's about the 33,000 missing emails. And a lot of hay has been made. Okay, so we found a lot of emails, but there's this body of emails out there that have just not been discovered. And why did they get, number one, why did they get deleted? Why did they get bleach-bitted, right? I mean, they had the IT guy went in and wiped that server clean. So, I mean, what's in these emails? Well, apparently, all right, WikiLeaks, right, who's been releasing the Podesta emails. One of the hackers involved with WikiLeaks, the hackers supposedly is providing WikiLeaks this information, went on 4chan. And 4chan is the anonymous site where you're able to post comments and it's really where a lot of this information has been coming from. A lot of these people have been involved with finding these emails and reading them. This is usually where the first bits of information will leak out. And so this is about 2 weeks ago. This comes out. I'm going to read to you from it a little bit here. All 33,000 deleted emails are going to be released by November 1st, probably in 4 to 5 sets. These emails are going to be the complete undoing of the Democratic Party. And they go on to say that Julian and his staff, speaking about Julian Assange, the guy at WikiLeaks, 100% know Hillary is not going to be president. It's an interesting thing. So they've got a political, this group, this community of hackers, this individual or community, they have some kind of an axe to grind. You read through some of these comments and they are, it's personal. So let's just file that away here for a minute because it all ties in. It all comes together and we're starting to get an idea of who hacked these emails. And it's not, I'll give you one big clue, it's not the Russians. Now, apparently, this stuff has been going on. And apparently other people in the media have taken a notice. We have Carl Bernstein, who's the famed Washington Post reporter, known mostly for documenting Watergate. He has gone on the record and he has said some very interesting things. And one of the things here is exactly about this type of chatter, this type of discussion. Let's play clip number 5.
Right now, we're all talking in a vacuum. But I want to add here that in the last 36, 48 hours, there has been an undercurrent of kind of speculative discussion among some national security people that something might surface in the next few days about emails. And I think the expectation in this chatter, and I took it as just chatter, but informed chatter to some extent, was that it would relate to another round of WikiLeaks emails, which our Justice Department people seem to be saying is not the case. But there has been some noise in the national security community the last day or two of this kind of possibility of some kind of revelation.
They're acknowledging it. And I can't overstate how important it is that it's coming from this is on CNN. It's coming from a committed liberal reporter. I mean, if you turned on CNN today, you would have seen an entire network in sheer panic. Wolf Blitzer, I had never seen the man so desperate. He had Rudolph Giuliani on. And I'm watching it unfold, and I'm looking at it. I'm telling you, it was unbelievable. So there's a sense right now that maybe all this, you know, this web chatter has perhaps some truth to it. Now there's a developing story right now, and nobody's really addressed it yet in the media. So I'll tell you, and it's an interesting thing because in that 4chan post that I mentioned earlier, they say this: we are not Russian. Obama is literally going to start a war with Russia to cover up the crimes that are in the emails. We're talking Obama and Hillary being held and da 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 da. So I read it. I remember I read this a few days ago and I thought, what? How does this all? It's probably nonsense. And now you've got the 11 days before an election, the FBI director who has gotten huge praise, right, from everybody for being this, you know, even keel and it gives Hillary a pass. 11 days before, there's significant enough discovery to where he has to ethically report back to Congress and open this giant can of worms. And remember this. Remember, there are a bunch of emails that are missing that were between Obama and Hillary. Do you remember this? Because Obama was the one who was saying, well, I learned about this the same time you all did. I had no idea she had her own server. And then you've got aides talking back and forth saying, well, shoot, we got to clean this up. We got to contain this. Because this statement, he knew he was writing her to her email address, to her non-state email address. And we don't have the emails, though. We don't have the emails between her directly and Obama. But someone does. So what's going to happen here? I'm telling you. Well, the news story I alluded to a second ago, that's what's going on is there's a series of events. There's a published schedule that Hillary puts out there of where she's going to be. Her campaign stops. It all has to be planned in advance. And speakers, the VIP speakers, headline speakers, besides the candidate, of course, are listed based on those events. And it just got reported right before we came on air that a number of these events that we're going to have Obama and we're going to have Joe Biden, vice president, they're all getting canceled. Okay, so all the Obama events, it looks like they're canceling the Obama events. These people, they know something that you and I don't. They know something you and I don't. And I'm going to tell you who I think the hacker is when we come back. Because, well, as it turns out, As it turns out, I think Trump maybe did too, which I don't know if he actually knew or if he just stumbled on it in a verbal gaffe. But I'm going to play you a little snippet from the debate where Trump said something that everybody erupted over. And I'll show you how it's very well could be that this is the guy behind the whole WikiLeaks thing. And that they have found the 33,000 missing emails. And I'm telling you, because those emails were missing for a reason. They were deliberately removed. And you don't have to be a genius to know when something gets deliberately removed, it's for a reason. So when we come back, let's get into it. Let's have some fun with this. And please, I want to hear from you. Call me. 800-222-5222, 1-800-222-5222. Sam Rejofsky, Sam Nation, Talk Radio, 790 KBC.
This is Sweet James Bergener. I listen to Sam Nation.
There are more anti-establishment voters this election cycle than there ever have been. And it's going to be very interesting. So mark my words. We'll play the tape back. I may have to eat them.
Call us now to get on the air. 800-222-5222.
And we are back. Sam Rejofsky, Sam Nation, Talk Radio, 790 KABC. Hot off the presses. Big news day today. Hillary Clinton, her email thing is back to haunt her. Can't shake this monkey. Where are we with all this? Where is it coming from? I'm telling you. Well, first of all, we know so far the little bit of trickle of information is that the investigation into, of all people, Anthony Weiner. Right? Remember him? Remember Anthony? And it was not, 2 months ago that I said, Hillary has a Weiner problem. She's got to dump this guy. She's got to get rid. Huma being with this guy is going to be a problem. And I listed all the reasons for why it's going to, potentially disastrous. Well, remember how he texted that, he was sexting with that 15-year-old girl? Well, that's a crime. And because some of these communications may have occurred across state lines, who investigates it? That's right, the FBI. So now the FBI is in, and they of course go in, and what do they do? And whenever you've got a cybercrime like this, they seize your equipment. That's right. If you've got a brand new iPhone, they're going to take it. Laptop, they'll take it. Computer, that's right, they'll take it. And why? It's not because they want your iPhone. It's because they're going to take everything they can off of it. Well, lo and behold, they take the iPhone, they seize it from the Weiner Abedin household, and they find what I'm guessing to be are more emails that are in unsecure locations that were either marked classified or top secret or whatever, that were sent in a non-secure way back to square one. And I'll tell you this, it's likely that some of these emails, because they haven't been seen before, okay, some of these emails might show intent. Remember how Comey, when he gave that very damning statement, but we cleared Hillary, but he said, it was grossly, she was very reckless and careless and all that. Because there's two statutes, and we talked about it here on the program. There's a grossly negligent statute, which is harder to prove, and then there's the intent statute. Because in some respect, where you draw the line on gross negligence, a lot of people, a lot of jurors don't get it. But intention is something simple. I intend to do it. Instructions, for example, on what to do with a particular piece, a particular email or a particular letter. Send that to me non-secure. I don't want it on my server. I don't want it on my state email address. It could be something like that. But the real story, the real thing too that's going on is these missing 33,000 emails. And here is, well, do you remember what Trump said about the hackers? He was getting accused of them being Russian. Okay, so remember, some of this is discovered on Wiener's laptop. But here's what Trump said about the hacker in the debate. Listen to this.
I don't think anybody knows it was Russia that broke into the DNC. She's saying Russia, 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 but I don't, maybe it was. I mean, it could be Russia, but it could also be China. It could also be lots of other people. It also could be somebody sitting on their bed that weighs 400 pounds, okay?
Yeah, and the world went crazy. Remember that? Oh my gosh. Well, guess what? Tweet on September 27th. From a man named Kim.com. If you don't know who he is, he was born Kim Schmidt. He's a German. He's fat. Lives now in a citizen of New Zealand. And he started a company called Mega Upload. He was like a multimillionaire. Right? He was very successful. And then you know what happened? That's right. The Obama administration went after him. Although he's never touched U.S. soil. He's never been in America. He's never done any business in the United States. The long arm of the federal government came after him all the way to New Jersey and took everything away from him. Now, this guy is an expert hacker. And he's very tight in the hacker community. And here's what he tweets at Donald Trump after Donald said that quote that we played, that clip. I'm not 400 pounds, and I never hacked from inside my bed. However, you owe me. Now, when we come back, let's talk about what potential ramifications this had. Because now you've got a guy who knows how to hack, who's mad as hell because you took his livelihood away. Hillary, this isn't good for you. We'll be back after this. Sam Rogowski, Sam Nation, Talk Radio, 790 KABC.
You're looking for a show that doesn't sugarcoat the truth. Sam Nation will accommodate you.
Talk Radio.
790 KABC.
Rogowski here, Sam Nation Talk Radio, 790 KABC. Happy Friday! We made it. You know, in other news, did you notice today, all the crazy stuff going on with Hillary? Two planes caught on fire. A FedEx plane and an American Airlines plane. On the same day. What are the chances of that? And didn't yesterday Pence's plane go off the skid off the end of the runway? Fortunately, no major injuries, no casualties. But still, I think I might be driving this weekend. Well, look, we're talking about Hillary and her email problem, her wiener problem, and now her hacker problem. And she pissed off the wrong hacker. You know that fat hacker that that Trump was talking about and everybody went berserk? Well, calling all fat hackers, one of them stood up. It turns out it's a guy named Kim.com, and we're going through it. You know, his company. I'm telling you, you mess with a guy's livelihood or a woman. You mess with someone's life. You take away their company. You confiscate, because they did. They seized millions of dollars. You're going to piss them off. And he's hinting and he's dropping. He's tweeting out. And one important point that he raised is that, look, Hillary's emails were all being sent from a private mail server, which means they're all stored at the NSA center that stores these emails. Remember, Snowden, how every single email you and I send, the government has a copy of it? I mean, how fun is that? So, yeah, no, nothing's safe. You know, they've got it all. But they also have her stuff. The FBI could have gotten it. Unless, of course, part of the story is that the Obama administration directed for those emails that were cataloged by the NSA to be destroyed. And that would show the kind of intent that Comey needs to crucify her. So, with that, we've got callers. Let's see, Rick. Rick, are you there?
I am here, sir.
How are you, man?
I'm good, man. Thank you for your show. I'm enjoying it.
Good. I'm glad. What do you think about all of this?
I think Comey is trying to save his butt. I think he's getting pressure, not from the Republicans, from within, from people below him, superiors, whatever you want to call it, because if Hillary goes on to become president and it comes out afterwards that he gave her a pass, that he didn't do a thorough, fair, honest, open, brutal investigation with the distinct possibility that she violated the Espionage Act, man, it is not going to look good. And I don't think he's going to take a bullet for her this time.
Yep,
I don't think
yep.
he's going to do it.
Yep. Now, let me ask you this.
Sure.
You're saying he doesn't want to take a bullet and it's starting to look bad and we could, rats jumping off a sinking ship, that type of thing. But let me ask you, let's say that nothing really changed behind the scenes. I mean, they came up with some emails, whatnot. What if it's all about the polls? I mean, look, if you're Comey and you're going, hey, if Hillary's going to get elected president and I've cleared her, my life is going to be A-OK good, right? But now as the polls are tightening up, all of a sudden he's going, everything that I've done, just like you said, everything that I've done is going to be subjected to a lot of scrutiny because President Trump, he's going to jail her ass, he's going to do something about this. So, yep. and I'll tell you one more thing. When you're an attorney and Comey's a lawyer, at the end of the day, whatever his position is, he's a lawyer, he's licensed, he's put a lot of work in his career to obtaining his law license. And the law license places certain requirements on you, ethical requirements. Pretty much any job that he wants to do in the Justice Department, being a judge at some point, being an attorney, going back into private practice, all that is gone. Gone if you lose your law license. Remember Bill Clinton? He lost his law license for a while, right? Did he ever get reinstated? But the point being is he has a special duty and a special obligation to be truthful. And so, if stuff is starting to come out, just like you said, Rick, just like you said, if stuff is beginning to come out where, hey, I've got some new evidence that if it comes out, yes, I'm gonna be in some deep doo-doo. And I think you're right. So, Rick, thank you for your call. Appreciate it. All right, so that's it. I mean, I'm telling you, this is an interesting thing. It's developing as we speak. I think by the time Monday rolls around, this is gonna be a big thing. And is there any coincidence, by the way, that this news comes out on a Friday? Doesn't this always, whenever any bad news has come out from this administration, about this administration, when is it released? Friday. Yeah, I mean, we had a whole Halloween show planned. There it is. Hillary just blew it out of the water. So, anyway. Yeah, I've got to tell you. Well, what costume are you wearing? Do you know, Robbie? Do you know what you're doing? Harambe. Is that a popular one this year? I don't know. Well, at any rate, so, all right. Well, when we come back, let's, did you hear about this Donald Trump Jr. thing? Was it Donald Trump Jr. that did it? He helped out a stranded motorist. I'll just tell you exactly how that went down. All right, back after this. Sam Rogowski, Sam Nation, Talk Radio 790 KABC.
This is Sweet James Bergener. I listen to Sam Nation.
And so we end up living, all of us, in this whole kind of pretend world because no one says what they really think.
Talk Radio 790
KABC.
Sam Rogowski here. So what happens when you're in traffic suddenly your car dies, right? I mean, it just, I mean, it happens. You run out of gas or, you know, some mechanical error, something goes wrong. Well, this one lady in Maricopa County, Arizona, she's out with her Chevy Impala, just dies in the middle of the intersection, and she's surprised when suddenly Donald Trump Jr. jumps out. He's traveling in a car on his way to an event, to a meeting. Jumps out, and he helps. He's one of the people that just gets out to help push her car out of the way. She ends up posing for a picture with him. And I will tell you, that's a great outcome. It's a heartwarming outcome. We should all do that. You know, it's a good instinct to do it, but always make sure you're safe. Because I was talking to Sweet James about this today. I said, hey, this is a crazy, crazy story. And he said, this is actually how so many people get hurt. Is a car goes, you know, something happens with your car, and they get out and they try to work on it. And that's when you get hit by some idiot out there who's not paying attention. So you got to be very, very careful. And honestly, for the most part, his advice was, you know, make sure you stay in the car. I mean, just stay in the car, call AAA, call somebody. If you've got a cell phone, get some help, do that. It's much better. Now, look, if an accident happens, something goes wrong, who do you call? Sweet James. That's right. He's the lawyer we trust. He's the guy who can take care of you and will make sure that everything gets done. Don't talk to the insurance company. Don't talk to anybody. Don't give them any information. They're not there to help you. The only guy to call, Attorney James Bergner. How do you reach him? Easy. 1-800-881-2021, 1-800-881-2021, or visit his website, sweetjames.com. All right. Sam Rejofsky, Sam Nation on Talk Radio 790 KABC. And talking about the Hillary scandal here with the emails, and it's just all been blown wide open. And just like Rick said in the last segment, you know, the Comey's covering himself, and it's true to a point. The principal issue is it has to be something big, and that's where even the most diehard liberal reporters out there are admitting as much. This is a continuation of the same interview we played earlier in the hour. Here's that. Let's play, Robbie, let's play clip number four here. This is Carl. Let me set it up first. It's Carl Bernstein, and he's being asked about the gravity of the situation with these emails. And kind of getting probed by the reporter. This is on CNN. I mean, the reporter really is, they were begging today, if you were watching the news, they were begging for any kind of lifeline, anything that, you know, could possibly help the situation. And, you know, Carl Bernstein didn't really help. And here's what he said.
We don't know what this means yet, except that it's a real bombshell. And it is unthinkable that the director of the FBI would take this action lightly, that he would put this letter forth to the Congress of the United States saying that there is more information out there about classified emails and call it to the attention of the Congress unless it was something requiring serious investigation.
Yeah, and that's it. And by the way, this general gist and reaction is being repeated by a lot of legal analysts. And it's not as simple as just, you know, covering his rear end. But it is, I'll tell you, it is. You're right. Exactly. But what you have here is something clearly has come to light now. I mean, something has broken. And what they're saying is, just to reiterate, back to Anthony Weiner. It's back to that doofus. The most self-destructive person in politics alive today. And this guy just, and he, remember how much he loves his electronic devices. And this guy cannot keep his opposable thumbs from an iPhone or an iPad or a computer anywhere. And what happens? So there it is. He's sexting this 15-year-old. This gets out. The FBI has to investigate it. And lo, probably stumbles upon a lot of stuff. And you know what? You know what it is? I bet you what we're going to find out is that Hillary had all her stuff deleted and directed all her people to wipe her devices. And Huma did the same. And they told Anthony to do it, and he didn't. And it's going to be on his device. You wait and see. That's exactly where it's going to be. A veritable treasure trove of incriminating emails. Just wait and see. Sam Rejofsky, Sam Nation, Talk Radio 790 KABC.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, here's Johnny.
Now, as an added spot tonight, I just wanted to let you guys know that we are subjugating our entire show to Sam Nation because apparently he's right. And the rest of everyone is wrong.
Talk Radio, Talk Radio.
790 KABC.
All right, Sam Rejofsky, Sam Nation Talk Radio, 790 KABC. We're back, and, well, you know, when we're talking about some of this chitter-chatter that's going through the internet, even Carl Bernstein referenced it, the Washington Post reporter, you know, there's different types of intelligence. People in the intelligence business will tell you that there are different types of intelligence, and they go by different names. You know, there's SIGINT, which is signals like, you know, radio transmissions, maybe like this program, for example. Human, right? Then there's like human intelligence. But there's also this one called Rument. And I was talking to a friend in the community, in this line of work, and I was going through this, and I said, what credibility do these things have online? And he says, look, yeah, we use this all the time. These Rument, it's an actual term that we use, that spies use and that the members of the intelligence community use to describe basically corroborated rumors out in the that are on whatever medium. And so what they do actually is they look at and to make sure, you know, they see, hey, if you hear the same thing said in different ways enough times, it's actually given credibility. It might not be, you know, written in stone, but it is worth looking at and examining. So some of the stuff here, you know, some of the stuff that's being posted on 4chan, which is the site that a lot of these hackers right now have been posting to, because it's anonymous. You can post there anonymously, and it scrambles where you're at and where you're from, and doesn't leave any kind of an ID. This is a forum where people are openly going and discussing these emails that have been resulted from the hack. And remember this, you know, Hillary and the people. I mean, everywhere the whole campaign has been talking about it's Russia, it's Russia, it's Russia. You know, and they're trying to force this dialogue. There's a whole conversation about Putin, about Trump and Putin. Now they're cozy. How Putin's trying to swing the election. Of course, when Trump says that he's, you know, that the election is rigged, all hell breaks loose. But when Hillary says that, you know, Putin's behind this hack, you know, everybody says, yeah, you know, shoo, it might be, you know, who knows. So anyway, just a small example of double standard. But the long and the short of it is, there's a lot of chatter out there. And this informed chatter is something that we will continue to look at as this story unfolds. All right. Good stuff. Well, hey, we totally missed our opportunity today because of all this late breaking news to talk about Halloween. And I'm going to get to it. I promise. On Halloween, Monday, I'll be back here, 7 p.m., and I promise we're going to get into it. We're going to talk about, it's all this, political correctness is just ruining a good thing. I mean, why can't you just wear a costume that's a little bit offensive? It's humor. God, the world is a serious place. We've got to learn how to laugh. All right. That's it. Have a great weekend. Tom Likas is up next. How cool is that? Sam Rejofsky, Sam Nation, Talk Radio, 790 KABC.
Talk Radio, 790
KABC.